Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Gospel, Luke chapter 17, verse 1. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." What is faith? In terms of the apostles' question to Jesus, it seems to be a gift, a strength, perhaps even a power that they were after. Were the 12 asking for more of this gift, this power? By contrast, in the epistle, we have a different take on faith. Here St. Paul is writing to Timothy, the young minister whom he had trained, and St. Paul indicates that not only did Timothy have a sincere faith, but this had been given to him from his mother and grandmother. In this case, faith is not a power given, but something handed on to him. In fact, Timothy seems to be a third-generation Christian, and his faith is what has been taught and shown by his family, particularly his mother and grandmother, St. Paul says. In this case, it is about what Timothy believes and how he practices that faith. So in the reading today, we have two understandings of faith. Firstly, the faith we believe, and secondly, the faith that does something for us or for others. The faith we believe, as in the case of Timothy, is summed up in the creeds, which we say Sunday by Sunday and on other occasions. This faith has been handed on to us generation after generation, just as Timothy's faith was handed on to him by Lois and Eunice. On the other hand, the faith that does something is a different matter altogether. Hebrews 11, chapter 1 states, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." The conviction of things not seen, the things we believe, like the creeds. Faith that is the assurance of things hoped for is not quite the same. That faith is the faith we have when we pray. We pray for so many things. Some of them come from our hearts, sometimes in desperation. We hope that our prayer will be granted. And sometimes that means praying for a miracle. But ultimately we know that it's in God's hands, and sometimes the answer may be no or not yet. Like the prayer of the prophet Habakkuk this morning, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and thou wilt not hear?" That's when we need faith that is best described as hope and courage. I think particularly of our parishioners who have experienced sickness and death of loved ones, or the faithfulness of those who sit at bedsides offering silent prayers and sometimes tears. In a society that demands instant gratification, prayer requires patience. And during the course, our faith can be tested. There is a narrow gap between the faith that hopes for something and the faith that believes something. And sometimes when our hope, when our prayers are disappointed, the faith we believe can seem empty, even hopeless. In their disappointment with God, some people stop going to church. I am not sure what sort of faith the apostles were talking about when they said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." Perhaps it was faith to perform miracles, or to be wonderful preachers, or just to be better apostles to perform the ministry that Jesus had laid upon them. Whatever they wanted, Jesus' answer is fascinating. He says their faith can be as small as a mustard seed, but it could uproot a sycamine tree. And then Jesus tells a story about a slave being content to serve and do ordinary things and tasks for his master. On the one hand, in this gospel, Jesus seems to be saying, be content with what you have, just get on with doing your job. And on the other hand, he seems to be saying to the apostles, your faith is already enough, no matter how small it is. That seems to be the message he gives to the apostles and also to us. What is interesting is the comparison between a mustard seed and a sycamore tree. A sycamore tree was grand, upright, beautiful in its own way. But perhaps you've seen the result of mustard seeds here in Southern California, planted by Franciscan missionaries centuries ago. They seem to be everywhere. The point is not just that the mustard seed is small, but what sort of seed it is. And to clarify that, I want to refer to another occasion when Jesus spoke about a mustard seed. He told a parable about a man who planted a mustard seed in his field. It was a symbol and an image of the kingdom of its growth. But when Jesus told that parable, it was shocking to the crowd, a shocking image of the kingdom, because in Jewish law it was forbidden to plant a mustard seed. And that's because the mustard seed was a weed. It just grew and spread and took over and killed the good things. Of course, that's a good image of the spread of the kingdom. It just keeps going. But that image did not conform to Jewish law. It was almost an unclean image. I'm sure the Pharisees and others who heard that parable would have preferred Jesus use the image of a rose bush or something beautiful like that. But no, Jesus chose a weed. Imagine if I said that the kingdom of heaven was like cannabis. Now, some people may think that cannabis is perhaps a part of heaven, but it's a strange analogy that Jesus gives of the kingdom. But nothing Jesus ever says is without meaning or teaching. At the time of Jesus, Israel was waiting for the Messiah and looking for the re-establishment of the kingdom of David. The image we find in Scripture for this kingdom, this wonderful kingdom, is the cedar tree, that grand tree that Solomon brought from Lebanon to adorn his temple. It was an image of strength, and the Pharisees wanted a strong kingdom and a ruler who would expel the Romans. That's what the image of the kingdom would naturally be for the people of Jesus' time. And maybe that's what the apostles had in mind when they asked Jesus to increase their faith, to make them strong like the cedar tree, to be strong leaders. The authorities were not looking for a weed as an image, and neither were the apostles. It was not only puzzling, but it was almost offensive. Like all those Old Testament prophets, in talking about the mustard seed, Jesus was being a prophet. From the small seed of a despised plant, an excluded plant, Jesus says will come growth like the kingdom. The kingdom will spread from a small seed, and the kingdom will spread from a small band who stand before him asking him to increase their faith. And he says, you are like the mustard seed. Not only do they have enough faith, says Jesus, they are enough for God's purpose. And so are we. We need to see this as a prophecy for ourselves. Big things come from small things. The kingdom will grow in us and through us if we are people of faith. That is why faith is connected by Jesus to the mustard seed. As small and as insignificant as we might think we are already big enough in faith. Jesus is telling us that faith is like a mustard seed, and the kingdom will spread by our faith. just as it did by the faith of the apostles. Let the final word about faith be from the prophet Habakkuk, where he says, "But the righteous shall live by his faith." That is what we are called to do, to live by our faith and to live in faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.